This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
It's time for real stories from those who make our region and our country their home. Time for Making Yourself at Home, thanks to the support from the Ethnic Communities Development Fund.
Hello, hello, hello everyone, and welcome to Making Yourself at Home. I'm Alina, and today it's a special one. It's just me and Clarissa, two migrants, sharing stories, laughter, and maybe a few confessions about what it really means to build a life in a new country. So from our first jobs to the things we miss out, to what caught us by surprise, we'll go through it all, and with honesty and, of course, with humor. So welcome, Clarissa, and thank you for joining me today. How are you?
Hi, Alina. I'm good. Thank you for having me in the show again.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. I am Clarissa, originally from Argentina. And yes, I'm still rolling my R's when I speak in English. I've been in New Zealand a few years, and yeah, it's good to be here. We are on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4, making this show that is called Making Yourself at Home.
Yes, exactly. And what a nice way to say, Clarissa, I didn't present myself. So I'm Alina, originally from Romania. I live in New Zealand for 6 years and something. And yes, I'm so happy to be here in New Zealand and sharing all these stories with different people around the world.
Yep, that is what this show is about.
Yes, exactly. And let's go into it, right, Clarissa? You're ready?
Yeah, but before, I think we have a special announcement to make.
Yes.
This weekend, what is going to happen?
Yeah, so this weekend we are celebrating our guests who were part of Making Yourself at Home show for the last 5 to something years.
Wow.
So Making Yourself at Home started 7 years ago here at Access Radio Taranaki, and was first started by, as I know, by Michelle and To, who is originally from Vietnam. And now, after 2 years, Kadisha, Laura, and myself, we started it again, and then we changed some hosts. And there was afterwards Andrea and Simona and myself from Romania. And now we have Brian and Clara and Clarissa joining us sometime, and also Amna.
Yeah, that's great.
And we want to celebrate our guests. So this Saturday, 8th of November, starting 2 p.m. till 5 p.m., we will do a lunch celebration for our guests. And we invite all the people who were guests at Access Radio Taranaki with their families. So we will also have an event during that time for kids. So kids are also welcome. And with that event, the workshop will be about children and making themselves at home in this new country. Because some of our kids, like for example my kids, are born in Romania, but they live in New Zealand for 6 years. So we prepared for all the children who are a part of the community and their parents are migrants, or maybe, you know, from New Zealand. We prepare a workshop and we will do a big puzzle. Everybody will have a small piece of puzzle, all the children, where they will draw the country and what is the tradition. And in the end, we will put the big puzzle together and share it to the world.
So everyone is invited this 8th of November.
Yes.
Whereabouts?
So the event will take place at Toy Foundation. They have a beautiful place on 121 Gill Street. And we will have also some food offered by us from Migrant Connections.
Right.
Yeah, and everything will be like a big celebration, people coming. We will do some networking sessions. We will also have some people who are guests speaking. Of course, Clara, myself, and hopefully Clarissa will be there and do like a short presentation about how they feel and how they enjoy the radio show here with us.
That's great. So
yeah, so great event. I'm looking forward to that.
So if you're listening to this, come this weekend and celebrate with us.
Yeah, celebrate with us. And we also have some small prizes because some of our guests, they gave us some vouchers. So whoever will be there, you will be part of a draw and maybe you will win a prize.
And there is a Facebook event set yes. up, so you can go and search for that and find that out and any more details as well that yes. you're in there.
Exactly. Amazing. Great. Amazing. Okay. Looking forward to Good. That.
So when talking about that, I think we have some topics we can talk about today.
Yes, yes, Clarissa. Very prepared.
Different things. So what was the first time that you feel this is not my home anymore moment? Or this is my new home?
Yeah,
you when you moved to New Zealand.
Yeah, so when did that happen, right? When I felt like this is my home, New Zealand. Yeah, I think maybe when we moved to our new house, so it was 1 year ago when we bought a house here in New Zealand, in New Plymouth. And I think now, for example, this weekend we were renovating and painting the house and it feels like very much at home. We changed the windows. And we have a trampoline for kids. And I think that moment when I start also having a veggie garden and feels like quite at home. So I feel now that when we have our roots here, we have our house here. So mm-hmm. it feels more like home now.
Wow.
Yeah. What about you?
I remember going back to Argentina after living in Croatia for many years and after COVID happened and feeling that Argentina was not home. I mean, still being home, but was not a place I was called home.
Yeah.
And when I go back to New Zealand, it was 2022. I was like, well, this is where I belong now, you know, like it's been since I moved to New Zealand.
Aww.
But I got that with me and I was like, it doesn't matter where I go.
Yeah.
I will make myself feel at home. And over a few weekends ago, I celebrated my birthday at my house and everyone was there and I was looking around, and then one of my friends came at the end of the night and asked me, why are you choosing to live in New Plymouth when you can choose everywhere, when you can, like, I have no kids, I have no partner, so I can go wherever I want. I have a very good job though here. And I was like, because I feel at home. I feel at home with you, with my friends, with you feel like family, so I'm happy here. And this is home to me.
Yeah.
So I think when he asked me that question, I just remind myself that I'm at home.
Yeah.
And I feel at home.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know?
Yeah.
I imagine how you felt because I was also part of that beautiful celebration of yours. It was a great event. And seeing how many people from Argentina were part of that event, like your birthday party, was amazing. And I think I was talking with one of your friends and she said, oh, I moved from Taupo to here because there are so many Argentinian in New Plymouth.
Yeah.
And it was amazing to hear that, you know, she moved here for feeling at home.
Yeah, I think the Latin community is quite big here as well as the migrant community.
Yeah.
So I feel here in Taranaki, I found something that I didn't have before in New Zealand, and is the ability to keep my roots alive.
Yeah.
Even with my friends that does not speak Spanish.
Yeah.
I don't know, with small things, I realized a few days later that everyone sang happy birthday in Spanish, not in English,
yes,
during the celebration.
Exactly,
you know?
Right, yeah.
And then it's like, I don't know, for me it's important.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, I think that is all what it's about.
Yeah.
Feeling at home.
Feeling at home in your home. And also, I don't think we will find this kind of interesting for me on your birthday was that your landlord, you know, was there. And he said, oh, I moved from this house 1 year ago, but I still, when I come here, I feel like home and it's like my home.
Yeah.
And I don't think we find this kind of situation in, for example, in Romania. I couldn't just invite my landlord to my birthday party and be stressed that, you know, oh, something will happen and he will see it and, you know.
We're very good friends and we also workmates. So that's the other thing. When you feel at home,
yeah,
I know that is his house and his partner's house. But I will look after the house as it's mine. You know, yeah. We always like make some jokes around. It's my home now. You know, it's not your home anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's great. It's good.
Yeah, it was a great event.
Yeah.
So Clarissa, do you? I have this question here. Do you feel like a tourist or like you belong here right away when you arrived here?
That is super interesting question. Thank you for asking that. Since the plane landed in New Zealand, despite by the time I did not speak a word in English, I always felt I belong to here.
Yeah.
I cannot explain that. I never felt like a tourist ever in New Zealand. Funny enough, it happened to me the last time I went to Argentina. That was March, April this year. I felt like I was a tourist in Cordoba.
Oh, wow.
But not in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Not even when I travel around the country. It's like I'm from here and then people kind of like laugh because you can tell like I'm not a Kiwi.
Yeah, because everybody is asking, right? Oh, such a nice accent. Where are you from, right?
Exactly. Like sometimes I need to say hi and then people just pick up their accent straight away.
Yeah.
One word. Hi. What about you? Have you felt like a tourist or no?
Yeah, I think all my life, in a way, I felt like a tourist and at the same time, like at home, everywhere I go. Also in Romania, I think I always felt like a tourist in my own home. It's that sense of that I belong everywhere, but I don't belong anywhere. It's like, it's a very strange for me. So I think wherever I am at the moment, I feel like home. And now for me, because my family is here and my kids and my husband are here, I feel like home. Sometimes maybe I feel like a tourist, but not anymore.
Right.
Yeah, not anymore. I always, at the moment, I feel like I belong. But I felt when I came here as a tourist.
Do you have, have you made any local friends?
Yeah, I mean like Kiwi friends, you mean, right? Yeah, I made our first day here in New Zealand, in New Plymouth. We met somebody on the street. We were very jet-lagged. We were living in a hotel and there was one lady on the street. And she was asking you, hi, how are you? And of course, you know, as a migrant, when you come, somebody asks you, how are you? You just reply, you know?
Yeah.
And we were quite jet lagged. And she's our friend from that moment on.
Right.
Yeah, she's Kiwi and she's a wonderful person. But she's, I think, one of our only friends from New Zealand. And my kids' parents...
Right.
My kids' friends' parents are, some of them are from New Zealand.
And if you could go back to your first day here, like your jet lag and everything, what will you tell yourself?
Oh, yeah, good question.
How long was that?
I think it was maybe 6 years and a half because we arrived in March 2019. So what I will say to myself, I think I would say, you know, just relax and take it easy because I was quite stressed.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a quite challenging time.
Wow.
Yeah. What about you? What is your first time? What was something that when you arrive here?
First impression when you
landed.
I remember being super overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, what I am doing here? But then I did a trip before coming to New Zealand, and I connect with the ocean and with the sea quite a lot during that trip. There is not something I'm used to in my in Argentina.
Yeah.
So I was staying next to a beach. So my first impression was I was super overwhelmed. I was super feeling like, oh, what I am doing here? Like, is that going to be right or wrong? Is this a huge decision for me? And I went to the beach and I walked there along the sea and the waves and the sound. And I was like, everything is going to be okay.
Mm.
I was like, everything is going to be okay. This is such an adventure. Enjoy it. And if I go back, I will say that to myself again.
Yeah, just enjoy the time, right?
And it's been great. It's been great.
And you're asking me also about first local friend. Do you want to answer to that one? What was your first local friend?
Oh,
or do you have one still?
I do have many, many Kiwi friends. But the first one was Brittany. I met her on a bus.
Nice.
Every morning we took the same bus to go to work. 5:30 in the morning in Christchurch, on the winter, super cold. And she was sitting next to me. And like every day, same situation. And we did not talk each other because my English was super broken and her Spanish was same way. And then we started talking, and then it was super hilarious because she was talking to me in English and I was replying in Spanish. And that was how our conversation was.
Like,
she understood the Spanish, I understood the English, but cannot speak the other language. And we're still friends until now. But she was the girl I met on the bus.
The girl you met in the bus. Oh, this is amazing. And what was your first job here? In New Zealand or New Plymouth?
It was in New Zealand. It was a babysitter.
Mm.
Babysitter because... Like,
you are
babies.
So good with kids, Clarissa, so I would hire you.
And then I was washing dishes on a restaurant. And then different story here. Like few years later, my first job and the one I got in New Plymouth is being a project manager for civil engineering.
Amazing.
Which is different.
Yes, and we hear good feedback. I mean, I heard from your landlord, obviously, that you're doing a great job. Yeah. If he's listening.
So what about you? Yeah, in the first job, what was that? And was there any cultural shocks on that first job?
I don't remember my first job here, but I think it was at the gallery. I was working at Covered Brewster as a casual, and it was a great job. I always dreamed to go to that gallery and be, you know, one of the office, I don't remember how they're called, information officers, right? And welcome people, and it was a great job. I was applying for a lot of jobs here, but I didn't take it, so this was one of the first, and I really enjoyed it. There were some cultural shocks, mainly me being too proactive. I had this feedback from a lot of jobs because I'm trying to do too many things and I don't take time because I'm too excited about stuff. So, it was a little bit a cultural shock because in Romania, you know, or in Europe, it's good to be proactive. But here it's more like take some time first.
Yeah, and relax. Like, I remember someone saying to me to settle in on a new position, new work position, you need to allow yourself 3 months of time to understand everything and is super different to the Argentinian culture, where you go there and
fast
you
forward.
Need to get it straight away, and like within like 2 weeks, someone everybody is expecting you to be doing things and getting super on board.
Yeah,
and I remember like when that person in Christchurch came to me and said that, I was like,
yeah.
Am I understanding right? You know? And over the time, I got that. Like, we pressure ourselves way too much sometimes. And yeah, it takes time.
It takes time. And I think here in New Zealand, it's quite good that people allow you to have time, which we were not used to that. And whenever somebody tells you, you know, take it easy, it means that maybe you are not good enough at your job and maybe you have to leave your job. So for me, when they say I'm too proactive, I thought that I'm not good enough, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just, especially when you have other projects as well. Like you got the radio, you got your own business that you are developing.
Yes.
And I relate to that as well. And we used to that.
Yeah, we used to fast forward, right?
And then you tell people, like, when people ask me, like, what do you do? And I'm like, I work as a project manager. I do the radio show. I wrote a book. I
volunteer.
You know,
I come
I volunteer.
Here.
Yeah. And then it's like, how?
Exactly.
When do you have the time?
Yeah.
I think as well that do not being surrounded by, close family also gives you more time. And then on top of that, because I don't have kids, I think I have an extra spare time to use. But everything takes time.
Takes time, and everything here is slow pace, right?
Yeah.
And I think this is one of the cultural shocks that I've been going through. So the next question, if you could go back. This is already on the mark.
Have you? I just have one.
Yes, maybe you can say that. Yeah.
What was the one Kiwi habit that you have totally adopted? It can be work related or can be life related. Is there
Kiwi
anything
habit
you have taken on board from Kiwis?
I think I really like this habit of wearing no shoes.
Okay.
I really enjoy that. We were not so much allowed in Romania. You know, it's I think in European countries, or maybe also you relate to that, shoes were very important. And I was talking with my husband last night, and he said when he was small, his chores was to cleaning everybody's shoes.
Right.
And I thought, I think if you would be in New Zealand, you wouldn't have to clean that, because, you know, here you don't wear so much shoes, right? So for me, this habit was quite a good one. So I don't buy so many shoes and I don't wear. Sometimes I really like to walk barefoot also in my garden. Yeah.
Yeah. And
what
it's
about
such a
you?
Good
yeah.
way to
yeah.
ground
yeah.
as well. I need to admit that I adopted the early dinner. What I
early
call
dinner.
Early dinner.
Yeah.
In Argentina, we have dinner around 9:30, 10 p.m. And I adopted eating early, which I consider like eating at 7 p.m. is early.
Yeah.
And going to bed after like 2 or 3 hours after the dinner, you know? That's something I adopted and I love. And then the other thing is drinking water.
Drinking water, yes.
Having my water bottle with me everywhere I go and see other people drinking water made me drink more water. And I'm super happy because I was always not drinking enough water.
Yeah.
And I've noticed this culture is just drink water.
Drink water, yeah.
Which is good.
It's amazing. There are two great habits.
Yeah.
So what's something small that instantly takes you back home?
To Argentina is for sure the music and the food. Yeah, if I hear music that is from Argentina and I have food that is from Argentina at the same time, that was what happened on my birthday, and nice. That's why I did it the way I did, is something that takes me back straight away.
Yeah.
And then, like, at home here in New Plymouth, when I get back to New Zealand from Argentina, the first things I get is a chai latte.
Chai latte.
That's for me.
Is it something from Argentina? Or?
No. It's not from New Zealand, but for me, it relates to being at home in New Zealand.
In New Zealand.
Is drinking chai latte because I find that out here. It's weird. It's random.
Yeah, amazing.
But
yeah.
It's something I miss so much when I'm in Argentina.
Oh, wow.
Because you cannot find it there.
You can't find chai latte.
No, not as you can find here, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I remember, like, when I came back from Argentina in April, the first thing I ordered was a chai latte at the airport. Wow. I was like, okay, I'm home. I'm home in New Zealand, you know? I'm in my Kiwi home.
Yes, and just prepare yourself to come into New Zealand and drink something, especially from here, but not from here, of course.
Yeah, you know,
yeah,
like,
it's interesting.
Yeah, it's weird.
And I can relate to the music one, because the other day I was in this kind of mood that you feel not good but also not bad. So I felt like I needed something, so I just put some Romanian music, and instantly I felt so much grounded, you know, because it was my language. Something that I remember, and it's amazing to listen music to your country, from your country.
And it's amazing also to stay connected with your culture.
Yes.
What's something you miss that most people wouldn't understand?
Oh, this is a great question.
You're welcome.
Okay, what I miss from Romania. Oh, yeah, it's a great question. I don't know what I miss that I don't. Yeah, sometimes maybe people don't understand maybe this emotional outburst, you know, sometimes when you feel like you want to cry or laugh hard, that I think, sometimes people, they take it that you're not feeling well, for example, when you're crying, right? So whenever you're crying, people feel like, oh, you're unwell, you should take a day off or something, you know? I feel like, people don't understand it here, but in Romania, it's normal to cry. And
no, it's like, let me be dramatic and cry, and then I'm going to be fine.
Yes, I just cry for 5 minutes, then I come back and I will feel refreshed, right? Rather than keep it in myself and then, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. We have it. We have a show...
Yeah,
In Spanish that is called A Little Cry and Carry On.
Yes,
so
yeah.
I understand that.
It's the same in Argentina, right? You can
just you have a cry and then you keep going with life. Like it's not you.
Yeah, it's no point of keeping the cry inside you, right?
Yeah, and then you let go.
Yeah.
You let go whatever is inside. You know, it's like kids. They harm themselves, they have a cry, express emotions, and then they find they playing again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I personally think that releasing emotions and like just let them be through the body and let them be is super important to do not anchor anything inside that then is going to explode like a volcano, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, we have the Mount Taranaki here, you know, we can explode each time like Mount Taranaki. And what about you? What is something that you miss?
That people will not understand?
Yeah.
There is something that happened in the town I'm from and some places in Argentina where a certain part of time of the day, there is, you know, the people that sells vegetables?
Yes.
We have someone that sells vegetables like the ice cream truck, but instead of ice cream, they sell vegetables.
Oh, nice. It's like a market.
Someone that goes on the street with things at the back and they say, carrots, apples, get your apples.
This is nice.
It's weird.
This is in Cordoba, right?
It happened in all Argentina with different things. like the, some of them do sharpening of knives, for example.
Yes,
like,
we have also sharpening knife. Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, and there's something I miss. That's super from home, you know.
Yes.
But it's super hard to explain. That's why like people will not understand, because if you don't live it, if you don't experience it,
you can't.
You will not understand it.
And I think like this one, like we have with the knives that you said. We have the gypsy going around the city and selling, you know, this kind of big thing, big pots that you make from ceramic or from you know, metal, I think it was. Yeah, and they are calling, oh, come here, we have this and this, right?
You know, it's random on the street calling people to go out the houses, and then all of a sudden you see all your neighbors out buying things. Mm-hmm. That's weird. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have here with ice cream, but it's not the same, right?
No, it's kind of like the ice cream truck, yes. But it's different for different things.
Yeah. So maybe I asked this again, what did you start feeling that this was home? But obviously you felt that immediately.
Yeah.
And was there a moment when you thought, okay, I've got this, it's everything fine? Or
yeah.
Is there any moment?
There is a moment.
Yeah.
When I answered my first work-related phone call in English, and I carried that on.
Okay. And you managed.
Like, someone called me on the phone. Because it was a huge mistake done in one of the workplaces in Christchurch. We cut or we close a valve, but we shouldn't close it.
All right.
And I remember all the panic around, and I was, panicking because that shouldn't happen. But we all make mistakes as human beings. And I got that phone call. I park. I just reply to the phone call, have a chat in English, and then a few minutes later, I receive this text message saying, "It's sorted.
It's sorted.
Fine. We good." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "I got this."
And it's such an amazing thing that you can realize that, okay, it's fine, you know, right?
Yeah, I was like, it's done, it's good.
Yeah, oh, good. Amazing. Great moment, Clarissa.
Yeah. What about you? Is there anything that you is helping you to feel part of the community, to feel like, I know it's super random to what you asked me, but I'm kind of like,
yeah,
going around different things.
So I think to be part of the community after 2 months being here and finding people that I can relate to, you know, I think this is the great thing here in New Plymouth, is that you can choose. You know, there are so many people from other countries and so very interesting people that I relate to. So to find that here, that I'm accepted just the way I am.
Mm-hmm.
Even sometimes maybe I'm a little bit awkward to my own country, right?
Yeah.
So I think just to be accepted, can be myself, then this made me feel that I'm part of the community and I have a purpose here in New Plymouth.
Tell me about that. Tell me more. Yeah. Have you like, because it's that sense of, have you ever feel like you rebuilding your identity, or have you felt that you let your identity express be expressed here?
Yeah, I think it's more like I let myself be expressed here, because I feel like in my country I was not so much belonging with the way the culture is. Because I'm a quite, I can get along with everyone, so I don't have any person that I can say, oh, I don't like this person, which was not so much accepted in my country. Mm-hmm. You know, if you like somebody, you stay with that person all your life, doesn't matter what happens. So I think for me it's, finding myself here, and I always felt that I have a belonging somewhere else, not in my own community, and maybe it will come and I will find myself again being in Romania and being myself, but it's quite a tricky one, right?
Yeah, you don't know how it is. I relate to that, because I remember people telling me like, you have changed a lot. And I doubt that for quite a bit time, and then through therapy, I was like, no, I have not changed. I am who I am. Like, I'm myself now.
Exactly. So maybe you couldn't express how you felt before, right?
It's not that I couldn't. I think it was more I didn't let myself be. But then when I arrived here, no one know me. So it's different when people know you for so many years. So I was just...
You could reinvent?
Yes. Yeah, you know? Like, but instead of reinventing myself, I just let myself express. And then for me, it was quite a journey to get into the English day to day. So I kind of like found one Clarissa during the journey that she was not super confident. Like, I'm super used to be confident and to be out and to be, you know, and then that was super unexpected because when I was here and the not being able to talk in English and the not being able to express myself like with the confidence I do in Spanish, I found vulnerability.
Yes.
And I embraced it. And that was like slowly merging into like, okay, I'm this.
Yeah. It's so beautiful saying, right? Like emerging and being vulnerable and the way you express that. It's so relatable, right?
Yeah.
So when you let yourself be vulnerable, then things happen.
Yep, 100%.
Wow. So something that happened here you never thought would.
Oof. Everything.
Tough question, huh?
Everything.
Everything.
Everything. I believe on myself a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've achieved lots of the things I wanted in life. I always say if I die tomorrow, I'm dying happy because it's been great. But New Zealand has been such an adventure. Like, being here on the show today in English, allowing myself to have the time to work and enjoy life, the friends I got, the people I met, the projects I have. I'm finishing a book, so I wrote a book. You know, like everything that happened here in English, that's the extra thing. Because it's not things that are happening in Spanish. The things that are happening in English.
In English, right?
Full English for me are like, whoa.
And it's opening opportunities because you took the step forward and you took the opportunity to just do it, right?
Yeah, and I was thinking about today when I was driving here. I was like, how much I enjoy doing this. And I was like, this is super unexpected to me because since I was 3 years old, like 31 years ago, I wanted to have a radio show. And here I am, you know?
Yes,
and
you have it.
I know.
Yeah, and sometimes you need to go out of your place, out of your community, in order to can see that you can do it.
Yeah, what about you?
Yes, what about me? Something that happened here, I never thought it would. I think driving. Because, in Romania, I never drove. I was always scared of driving. And also it was very challenging for me to take my driving license. I couldn't take it from the first time, second time. So I had my driving license when I came here from Romania, and then I had to change it to an international, to a New Zealand one. Yeah, and I'm driving now. I can drive on a highway. I never thought that I could drive on a highway.
Wow.
Never thought that I can drive in traffic. So for me, it's a great achievement. And nobody who know me, they will think, oh, Alina, she's so scared. So now I'm not.
Yeah.
And what's something that happened in New Zealand that changed you? Did we talk about that?
Yeah, I think it was about letting vulnerability express. But I think if it's, I can re-answer that saying also, COVID. I think COVID changed everyone.
Yeah.
But also during COVID, I faced endometriosis, which is female disease regarding to our hormones and other things, just have a surge. And that changed me a lot in a good way. I learned a lot from endometriosis, and I think being here where you can have time and you can express, I was expressing myself, and where people leave you the space to explore and everything, was good for me to connect to my womb and my hormones and let my endometriosis express in a way and heal that. That was something that healing endometriosis is something that changed me.
Wow.
Completely.
I imagine it's quite a challenging time for a woman to go through that.
Especially because if you're hearing this out and you are experiencing you're not alone, and the pain,
it's super
painful.
Yeah.
And constant pain, being in constant
there
pain
all the time,
every day is quite it can get you into fatigue, and it's quite absorbing. Something that
it's as you mentioned, you know, it's something that very painful, but in the same time it was an opportunity for you to learn, and it's amazing to see, you know, that you can take and see it as an opportunity. And this will help also other people heal in their journey.
Yeah, I believe since I was a child, that everything is an opportunity to learn. And that's the way I like to live life. What about you? Have you ever had a plot twist moment or something like that?
In my migration story,
Or living in this country.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe I had. I'm just thinking about a moment that was like everything was changing in that time. So I think with all the places that I work, that I can still strive from it, you know, because I had different jobs here in New Plymouth, and I was working for different organizations. For me just to strive and to stay there, even though it's challenging, I think it's... something that changed me, and just taking time to not to run away from stuff, right? Just to stay there and see what happens. And then when you stay there, see what happens, then you can improve what you're doing, or people will appreciate you at the end. Yeah.
Cool.
Wonderful. Thank you.
How are we doing time related?
Yes, I think we are. We have one more minute, so... Should we do the closing?
I think so. But before that, thank you for listening to us. This is Access Radio Taranaki, 104.4 FM. And this is Making Yourself at Home. We're here every week, every Monday, 11 a.m. And come and join us this weekend on our celebration.
Exactly. So join us on Saturday, 8th of November, a Toy Foundation, where we will have our guests who were speakers for almost 5 years, six, I don't remember exactly the time, and come have a cuppa with us, something to eat, and just enjoy.
Right.
So thank you so much for joining us. Remember, making yourself at home takes time, courage, and a bit of laughter along the way. So see you next time, same place.
Yep, see ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.